15. Spirit of Raven.
Hi, I wonder if you can help me. I'm trying to do some research about the spirit of the raven. I have some details already, but I would like to hear more.
Well, you've come to the right place. I'm somewhat of a local expert on the spirit of the raven.
Excellent. Well, I know that the raven stole the sun to light up a dark universe, but I don't really know the details.
That's true. The raven was a thief, but in a good way.
A thief? But this story is very old, isn't it?
Yes, the story stretches back thousands of years. We native Canadians tell this story to our children, generation after generation.
So, what do you know about the spirit of the raven?
This story tells, as you said, of the raven who stole the sun to light up a dark universe.
But why did he need to light up the universe? I mean, didn't we have a sun then?
It is told by the elders that, at the beginning of time, the trickster spirit looked around and saw only darkness.
Right, so there was no sun. But why do we think of the raven? You said the trickster spirit stole it.
The trickster spirit transformed himself into the raven and then set out to find the light and bring it to the world.
So, is this a story used for teaching us lessons about life? What exactly can we learn from it?
Well, we can all identify with the trickster spirit because he is half human. He is creator and spoiler, hero and clown.
So, he is unpredictable. One moment inspiring awe for his creativity, the next moment provoking laughter at his foolishness.
Exactly. The moral teachings are laced with humour and an easy acceptance of the truth that nobility and foolishness can reside in the same person, and you can never predict which face will show itself next.
Thanks for giving me this extra information. I didn't realize that the spirit of the raven was so significant in Canadian culture. ¶¶